Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Sue of 100 People You Should Know on an actually beautiful Friday morning in Sonoma County, Petaluma City. And the sun is out early this morning for a change. And I hope that everyone has a wonderful, wonderful weekend planned. I don't have a special guest speaker for you all today. So I will just hope to leave you with a couple of thoughts, which are that this is not my only business, and I do this because I enjoy it. It makes me no money at all, and I never charge a guest speaker on my show to be on my show. So it's very easy to get on my show. You don't have to fill out any applications. You don't have to do anything except call in and say, hey, I want to be on your show. I have something to say that I think people should hear. And practically everybody has something to say that somebody should hear. So please, if you think you do, please call me at 707-762-3578 and I will have you on my show more than likely, and we'll settle on a date. My show is on in the mornings at 10 o'clock on Monday morning and Friday morning for half an hour, so it doesn't take much of your time, and you can listen to it from the archives as well if you miss it in the mornings. I know it's kind of hard to listen sometimes because people have to go to work, and so let your friends know also that they can listen from the archives, and until the end of March, you have a chance to call in and schedule your massage that you may have won with a raffle ticket. I gave away just a few raffle tickets recently, and I do other things as well. I do massage, and I also do life coaching and wellness coaching. So let me know if you'd like a little extra boost with your massage of life coaching or wellness coaching before, during, or after. And we can do that over the phone, or we can do that in a nice cafe here in town. And I also do a little bit of psychic guidance along with that wellness coaching if you'd like. So let me know. The number again, 707-762-3578. My name is Sue Hirsch of 100 People You Should Know Radio Show. And I really enjoy doing this show. That's why I do it. And I really enjoy introducing you to people that you may not know yet or to organizations that you may not know of that do great work to improve the wellness of our entire community, Napa, Sonoma, and Marin, through their work. And it's really been a pleasure to do this these past couple of years. I think it's been almost 2 years now. I don't keep track of time very well. I simply go on doing what I'm doing if I like doing it. If not, I change it. That is the key to a well lifestyle. It's the key to your wellness. Do what makes you happy. If you're not enjoying your work, job, your own ideal lifestyle, your own ideal job description, and go after it. Create your own niche if you have to. It's kind of what I did. A lot of people do massage, but everybody does it differently. So I have my own style. The gal down the street has her own style. The other gal that uses the room has her own style. They have a style at Jesse Jing's on Kentucky Avenue. They have style at Massage Warehouse. They have style at Massage Envy. They have one at Massage Green Spa. These are all other massage businesses, and normally I wouldn't tout or extol their virtues or even mention them on my show, but I'm just giving examples here. Everybody's style is different, so if you happen to like one style more than another, you should know that telling your massage therapist that day, the day of your massage, will only help you enjoy your massage more, because a lot of times a massage therapist can incorporate what you like into their massage style. We tend to be a very flexible lot of people as massage therapists, and if you're not getting what you want, you can say that too, and they can stop the massage and give you your money back, and you can take it to another place where you're going to like better. So don't suffer in silence if you're not enjoying your massage. Say something, and it will change. And if you don't like your current lifestyle or your current health situation, the same thing applies. Get some help. Get some professional help. Go see a life coach or some sort of counselor or your doctor, and you can make a lifestyle change for the better. You can improve your health. You can improve your wellness. You can improve your happiness. And everything is connected. Health is connected to wellness and happiness. And it kind of goes around in a big circle. And each one is connected to the other one. They don't mean exactly the same thing, but they are integral to each other. And you'll never get them apart. They go hand in glove together. And so keep that in mind. If you're not feeling good, then you're not going to be happy. If you're not happy, you're not going to feel good. Even if you are feeling good now, but you're a little dissatisfied with something, in the long run, that's going to make you more and more dissatisfied, and that will take a toll on your health and wellness. I know I've get into your own hands. Take it into your head and heart to change it to something that you're going to like better, because that will make you healthier in the long run. So this is Sue of 100 People You Should Know Radio Show, and since I don't have a guest today, I'm going to let you all go and think about how I might be able to help you find a better way of living your life, because I can, or I can put you on to professionals who can, because I have a lot of contacts. So give me a call if you'd like to chat. I'm at 707-762-3570, and the guest call-in number for my show, if you want to call on Monday, is area code 347-677-1860. I'm going to sign off now, but you can call on Monday, and I can give you some tips in between a chat with my guest speaker. That number is area code 347-677-1860. Okay, enjoy your weekend, folks. I'm sure you made plans, so enjoy them. Have a wonderful weekend. This is Sue of 100 People You Should Know, signing off.